I'd like to welcome the Rashiva Shalita as part of the Ask OU initiative, where we have Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva coming to address the Rabbonim in the Kashrus Department. In the last 72 hours, the Rosh Yeshiva has been in Philly, Lakewood, back to Philly, then to L.A., back from L.A. to Brooklyn and now Manhattan, and there was a Shabbos as part of those 72 hours. So I asked the Rosh Yeshiva, where does he get the koyach to do it? He said, the Rabbi Shalom get koyach. A few years ago, the Rosh Yeshiva told me that at a certain age, a person has to be mafker himself for Klal Yisrael. So I'd like to give a Birchas Hedget, which I'm sure on behalf of everybody assembled, that the Rosh Yeshiva should have these koyaches to be mafker himself for Klal Yisrael ad me'ev eshim shana. When his father, Hagoyin Reb Yaakov Zitzal, was given a similar bracha, he said, Yiddish word, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, vajalavit mir, which I think means, are you holding back only 120? So he taki give the Rashiva a bracha, he should have these koyches for Klal Yisrael, ad mev esrim shana plus. I'd like to call on the executive vice president of the Orthodox Union, Rabbi Weinreb, to officially greet the Rashiva.
It's a tremendous kavod to have the Rosh Yeshiva here, and he paid a brief visit to me personally in the office, which is an unbelievable kavod for me personally. When I want to give a shkoyach too to everybody responsible for this whole approach that we've taken now of bringing our Mayonos Chutza to various places, and also bringing in the various Mayonos that our generation is blessed with, to bringing them here so that we can have a direct benefit from them. I couldn't help Rabbi Yosef I want to give Yashikoyah first of all, but you mentioned the story about the Zhalevitz Mir. It reminds me of a story that happened to me, Rosh Yeshiva, as once a Talmud of Neir Yisrael, must remember Mr. Harry Wolpert.
Of course.
So Mr. Harry Wolpert was a gentleman who was the president of Yeshivas Neir Yisrael. And he used to sign the checks for Yeshivas Neir Yisrael. The checks were signed by Rev. Rudman and certain Tekufa and Mr. Wolpert. Mr. Wolpert knew Reb Baruch Ber before Reb Baruch Ber was in Kamenetz. That means, in other words, before World War I. And when Reb Baruch Ber came to the United States, and I think he visited Baltimore, Mr. Wolpert was his host. Although his name was Mr. Wolpert, he was an amolaga, yeshiva man, and it was a very, very special balabos. Anyway, he turned, at one point in time, he turned 100. He was 100 years old. He had memories from the 1800s. We used to talk to him about all kinds of things. He's a very interesting person, an old Litvak. So the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael made a special mesiba for him on the occasion of his 100th birthday. And I was invited to be the master of ceremonies. I don't know if the yeshiva was there. There were a lot of guests to give in this kovet. So when I introduced him to speak, I said various things about Mr. Wolpert. And I said, Mr. Wolpert, what can I do? I can only give you, also I use the same line, Abirchas Hedjit, you should live, Admeya V'yashrim Shona, you should be gesund. So he gets up and he looks at me with his Litvish accent and he says to me, Weinreb, Haunrin Sponsig is not what it used to be. I don't know, it's just, but we wish you 120 and it should be what it could be and what it used to be. And Mitzvah Hashem, Rosh Yeshiva should continue to be the tremendous manik that he is. Usually at these occasions, it's my role to say to people that the OU is kashrus, but the OU is so much more than just kashrus. And I try to do this in to everybody I meet, etc. But the Rosh Yeshiva doesn't need me to say that. Rosh Yeshiva knows what we try to do with Kiruv and with youth and with the handicapped and Eretz Yisrael, with shuls and in every way, political advocacy, etc. The Rosh Yeshiva doesn't need that speech. But we hope that the Rosh Yeshiva's presence here, that the Karnei Hod that the yeshiva does exude, and which he'll exude when he shares words with us, will not only bring a brocha to the efforts and work and toil of the people around this table and the Department of Kashrus, but will also extend mitzvah Hashem to all the work that we do. We should be nerner from your brocha.
I want to just follow up on this story, since everybody tells about Esam, a story that I saw with Rav Yaakov. This was by Moshe Twersky's bris of Soloveitchik's Einikel. So this was the Rav's first Ur Einikel. And I met Rav Yaakov was there, it was in Muncie. And so I remember the Rav went over to Rav Yaakov and the Angevutz was 120. And Rav Yaakov said, was meant to 120? Was bin ich schuldig, as an alter Freud, geteilt the Pasuk nicht brichling? And so I remember Yaakov said, noch, whatever it was, you know, 26, I don't remember exactly what it was at the time, he says, I remember 120. And I remember thinking at the time, the picture in my mind first of all was that Rabbi Yaakov was so very much straight at the time, and the Rav was, who was much younger, was very frail. And and the other thing was, you know, this the notion of, you know, the reach, you know, how much further can we reach in time to have an impact and pass on this Mesorah. It's something that the Rav himself would always speak about. And he spoke about Grad at that bris, he said, whether Zayd is chayiv in Pidyon HaBen, excuse me, in Mila, fathers, it's Mitzvah Avol HaBen, what about a Zayda? Kivega has a discussion about it. So he says, it's a Shaila and Achrayna discussion, but he said, in the Mesorah, a Zayd is more important, because he passes on. So that's part of the theme, I think, of our Sefer today as well. I just wanted to mention the Rambam. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, it's based on the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara says, Gimel Zerim and the Zer of Torah, on the Oren and the Zer of Malchus and the Shulchan and the Zer on the Oren of Torah and the Shulchan of Malchus and of Avoid of Kahuna on the Mizbeach. So the Rambam, based on that Gemara, says, "B'shloshik som nichtu Yisrael, kesa Torah v'kesa Kahuna v'kesa Malchus, kesa Kuna zocha bo Aaron, shnema v'hoyelo zara achov b'skunas olam, kesa Malchus zocha bo David, shnema zara la'olam, yevikiso b'kashemish negdi, Kesed Torah harei munuch v'omid u'muchan l'cho Yisrael, sh'nema Torah tziva lanu Moshe, morosha kilas Yaakov. Kol mi sh'yutze yovo v'yitol, sh'emet toma sh'osem maksom g'dol mi kesed Torah, harei omek bi malachim yilochu v'oznim yochokoku, tzedek bi yishom yashuru, hala madata sh'kesed Torah g'dol mi sh'nehem. So Kesed Torah is ol al gabeyem, that's the Ramban says in Chumash, that's munuch for everybody, that's why it says by the Oren v'osu, because everybody has a share in Torah. Then the Rambam says, at the conclusion of the Perek, he says, "Afal pi shemitzel lumod bayom v'laila, ein adam lamed vov chachmaso ela balaila, lefikach mi sherotzo liskos bekesa haTorah, yizeh b'chol leilosev lo yavad afilo echmehen, b'sheinu v'achil ushtia v'sicha okiyotzevem, el v'tamiton v'divei chachma. Amru chacham ein rina shol Torah ela balaila, shenem akumi roni balaila. V'chala osik b'torah b'layla, chut shel chesed nimshech alav b'yom, shnema yomam yitzaver Hashem chastob, uv'layla shira imi tfila lekel choy." So I think what the Rambam is saying is, when he's, you know, the Kesed Torah is the greatest endowment that we can have. And the Rambam is saying, it's not just an external appointment, as is Kahuna, or is Malchus. It's a Malchus that emerges from the exalted personality that Torah endows a person with. And that's when I says, chut shel chesed mashachalav. It's also a form of malchus. By association, we immediately think of the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara says, Esther, since we're in here in Chodesh Adar, Esther yirak rokas haisa, ela chut shel chesed mashachalav. You know, what the Gemara is saying is, Esther's beauty was a function of a noble personality. Her claim, so to speak, to malchus was because of this aristocracy of the spirit. It's something internal. And I think when we speak about and think about Reb Shmuel, and it's, of course, in this case, it's a Yerusha that he has, it's this extraordinary, this dignity, aristocracy, and this nobility, which is what Torah is all about. And that's why when, you know, when Shmuel goes to all these various communities, we in Englewood hope for sometime in the near future that he'll be visiting with us as well. That nobility, that's what marks him. And that's something, unfortunately, very rare. But it's the chut shel chesed. It's that chesed, that beauty, that is that exalted quality. That's the kesher shel Torah. And that's why for all of us here within the Kashrus Department, far beyond, it's a great honor and opportunity to be able to hear his words.
Thank you, Rabbi Ganek. And thank to all the Mevorchim. I just want to tell you one story about Alpert, Mr. Alpert. The story is something to... He was a Talmid of Rabbi Robert. Rabbi Robert used to come to his house. Wolpert is right. He used to come there. He used to come to Baltimore. He used to come there. That was his home. So he came home. So he brought him after davening. And the radio was going on. So he shut off the radio. So Rabbi Robert gave him Musa. The radio was put on your wife. She enjoys it. Why did you shut it off? Non talimud was via. Rabbi Robert never listened to the radio. Yet you know that. So, but how he looked. She put it on. You have to be mechaber her. So why did you shut it off? After we gave Musa lapa. There's something that we should learn. Ich habe gehabt die Spilers in der Meise. Mr. Wolpert himself, the Selde Meise, how the Selde Meise would happen. So it's something for us to learn, how we're supposed to inhabit our homes, our families. So it's a Musahaskum, so it's Haskum. Because he didn't want to hear the radio. He didn't want to hear. It wasn't the gate of news or anything. Just that you put on radio and once. It's a great pleasure to come here. And I was supposed to say Advar Teira, and I did not prepare Advar Teira. Abom Naderech is Port Agimel Yomim Natera. Abom Naderech. But Alamol, you always can't use the Teretz. Continuous, use the Teretz. So I just want to say over what they say over from Rabbi Robert. Since we're speaking about Rabbi Robert, it says in the Pasuk, he asked the Shaila. It's Esther Shaila, if you go in the midbar and you don't know, you have to find simonim, what's kosher, what's not kosher. So he asked the Shaila, why don't we go by Saroiv? It says that Rov Behim is a kosher. So let us go by Saroiv. Why can't we go by Saroiv? We don't know what to do, so we go by Saroiv. That was the Shaila. I heard it said over from him, so I don't know, it wasn't, I did not see it printed. He says in the Pasuk, and he said, that's what he says at Teres. It says in the Pasuk, Lahavdil bein atomei bein atoyer bein achayin achelos bein achayin shaloi seochen. So Rashi says, Lahavdil loy bilvad asheine, el ashtay yedeye umakir bein aboker bein. It's a new aloche, that Lahavdil, you have to realize, you have to recognize it. That's what he said. And Rashi says further, "Bein atom bein atoyer tzorachlem mechamer leporo, v'aloi kol mefurashem, ela bein tmei alocho letoyer, bein nishchat chetzeh shel konel lenishchat rubay." You have to see the Havdolah. It's a nishchat kulo, it's a nishchat. He says, "Where there's a mitzvah from lahavdol, then you cannot rely on rov. Then there's a mitzvah lahavdol. There's kosher and there's treif, and the Torah says you have to be lahavdol. You have to recognize." To see that this is kosher and this is not kosher. That's what he said. That's what I heard. We're coming together, and Be'etzem, I'm a chosid of OU for many years. I don't know if Rabbi Ganek knows that. Because I, in my personal understanding is, an organization with such a altitude is the best place. Because they encompass so much that they want everything should be betachlis akashlis. So where a different organization, who is a smaller organization, they have problems. It's very difficult to solve. But an organization like the OU, it's such a koyach. The koyach harabim is so great that nothing is in the way to straighten things out. So this is something that I'm a chosid for many years. So you should know that I'm not a chosid from today. I'm a chosid of Ayub for many, many years. I just want to speak about this nekuda itself. Kol Yisrael. Bayakel Moshe. It's Bayakel. It says the Bayakel was Keneged Echet, that Dalton was also, Kol Yisrael came together by the Chet HaEgel, and this was a Tikkun Azah. But it's more than that. In the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbein Shalom wanted Klal Yisroel. It's a Klal Yisroel. It's something that belongs to Klal Yisroel. There are Yonim that belong to Klal Yisroel. Rosh Chodesh. Interesting. In the Birchas Rosh Chodesh, Bischus Tfilas Rab, there was such a Gilse. So they say it was a mistake. It said, Brocha is Tfilas Rab. Chodesh B'lech Klal, it does not say who is the Miyased of the Tfilah. But in the Sidurim that says Bischus Tfilas Rabim, what does that mean? Which Tfilah do you say Bischus Tfilas Rabim? And no, another thing, we see that Chaverim Kol Yisroel. Why do we say Chaverim Kol Yisroel by Kiddush HaChodesh? And I think the beer is that the Bezen were Mekadesh, the Kolom Omru, Mekudesh Mekudesh. And it says that the Kiddush HaChodesh that we have is a hemshach from that Mekudesh Mekudesh that Klal Yisroel said. Because you need Klal Yisroel. And he says in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Agvold Gechidush, he says that Chas V'Sholem, there would not be at Yishuv and Eretz Yisroel, he says, would be Botel Kiddush HaChodesh. Even today, says the Kiddush HaChodesh still goes through Eretz Yisroel, because it's something belongs to Klal Yisroel. And Klal Yisroel and the Sanhedrin, that's Shluchim from Klal Yisroel. So I think that's the answer. Mischus Tfilas Rabim, because the Kiddush from Kiddush HaChodesh is when we mitzarev the whole Klal Yisroel together. And the Chaverim Kol Yisdes, Chaverim Kol Yisroel. And we see it all in Yonim, they have to do Kedusha, the Bein Beis HaMikdosh. Bein Beis HaMikdosh, I say, in Gantz Kedusha, Hasam in Kodosh, Hamachshove has to be not Bekfir, Nedivus Alev, and the Rabbi Ramban, in all in a few parshas, that speaks about Nedivus Alev, that has to come from the heart. And it seems that a Klal Yisroel together has such a koyach. And that's why they want Klal Yisroel, Bein Beis HaMikdosh, Melchemes HaMolek, Melchemes HaMolek, Dabkeven as a melech. Why do you need a melech? It's La'achid HaSa'om, that's what it means. Because when the Klal Yisroel is together, Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hoye Kashav Yore Moshe Es Yodoy, Be'Govar Yisroel, so the Mishnah asks in Rosh Hashanah, so what would be the answer? Moshe Rabbeinu, Pirus Yodot means Tfilah at Mispal Given. That's not the Mishnah, that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says, Boy Kasha, Yor Moshe is Yodot. So Klal Yisroel Misachet al Yodov. There were Misachet, and today it was Klal Yisroel that were one Melchome. And that's why you need Klal Yisroel. And that's why probably you need a Melech also, Melchemes HaMolek. So we see that Ali in Yonah of Kedusha has to be a tziruf from Klal Yisroel. And the whole Metzius from Klal Yisroel by Kabbalah Satorah itself, if there was Chas V'Sholem, miss one Jew, so it wouldn't be Kulam Ki Yish Echad B'Lei V'Echad. Says the Shalom HaKadosh. The Rabbi Nishlam couldn't give the Torah then. And it wasn't Rabbi Nishlam's Ma'achad then. It was a moment when Klal Yisroel were so close to one another. Another Rabbi Nishlam made them like that. And they state the Chazal as they were like that. Ke'ish yachod b'leiv yachod. And that's what Rabbi Nishlam says. Now it's a Zman Mukhsha. Klal Yisroel are together. Now it's a Zman Kabbalah Satorah. So we see that everything in Kedusha has to do with Kedusha. It's a siruv where you need a Klal Yisroel. And each yochid cannot do it. It's not a koyach of a yochid. It's the koyach of Klal Yisroel. And Kenan Hore, Baruch Hashem, the you really entails on Klal Yisroel. The Baruch Hashem, the Torah from all the Mekoymeis. That's the Messias. The Messias is like that. That's a me'achad hazah. A me'achad. And they are me'achad. This tziruf, that they are me'uchad together, I think that is the strongest koyach. The strongest koyach is that when Klal Yisrael is together, when Klal Yisrael is together, it says in the Shalmis, Moshe, it says, chopped off his finger. He'll take an axe and chop off his hand. Because he chopped off his finger. So the Moshe is, that's what Chazal's Moshe is. Le'sikim, dosi le'sikim. It's one body. It's not separate things. That one. So there's a finger and a hand. That's the whole mess, the whole goof. You can call Israel. That's how called the Rabbi Shalom itself. Call Israel. It attaches you because the Klal Yisrael are together. Because they are together. Their Messias is together. The Ardus Yisrael is Azah. As Azah Koyach. That this is the Koyach. The Gova Yisrael is because of the Ardus Yisrael. And the Ardus Yisrael is a Gvaldiger Mechayev in Andesat. That since there is such a Koyach Meuchod, so that's the strongest Koyach in Klal Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael is Alein Yonik Dushe. That you need the Klal Yisrael. And this is the koyach. This is the koyach, the Begova Yisrael. We live today in very, very serious times. So as Rabbi Yosef said that Klaus was never in such a sakona. Apile bime Hitler, he said. But not in such a sakona as they are today. Surrounded as Yisrael, we know what this was doing all around. Surrounded with Seine Yisrael, Arum and Arum. And just waiting that somebody should chas v'shalom. I mean, so we see that we need this koyach v'ichud, that this is the koyach that we can win with, was only this koyach v'ichud that we are together. And we have such a schus that you supply kosher food to Klal Yisrael. That's a gevaldiger mechayev. It's a gevaldiger me'achad. It's a me'achad that each one has to worry about somebody else, not just for yourself. It's just not for yourself. A person cannot be just for himself. So this is the greatest koyach that we have. And we have such a koyach. We have such a koyach, and we utilize the koyach. So then in Yirtzeh Hashem, we will be able to overcome all the nisyonos that we have, all sakonos chas v'shalom that we have. This is our koyach, the koyach from Klal Yisrael. Then Klal Yisrael gets together. And Tfilas HaRabim is Koyach V'Lesis. Tfilas HaRabim does him, Tfilas HaRabim. It's a Kedush of HaRabim. Rabbi Samigdosh is Geboit Tzazamim in Klal Yisrael. Everybody has to be, has to be so pure, so pure. Lili Shmi. Ikhli, Truma Lili Shmi, Hazal. What does it mean, Lili Shmi? So the Malbim says, Meiradik, the Malbim is Masbir. But the Rebbeinu Shlom told David HaMelech, Ki Dovim Rabim Shafachta. So David HaMelech was wondering, what Dovim Rabim Shafachta? You killed Seine Yisroel. So Rebbeinu Shlom told him, that Dovim Rabim Shafachta, you should know that the Dovim that you were makriv was greater than the kabonas that your son Shlomo will be makriv. So Baruch Hashem, Sabar David is Sabaruikt. So what does it mean? Kidom Ram Shafachta. So the Malbim is Masbir Boifun Niflo. Only the Malbim can say that. He says as follows. He says the Rabbeinu Shalom promised David HaMelech that afterwards will be Shalom. Gendik, no more Melchomes after the Beis HaMikdash. So it says the Malbim. And it says, is Medaik in the Pasuk. Hu yivne beisi lishmi. That's what it says in Lochim. That bin chayetze mechalasecho, hu yivne beis lishmi. Beis. So he says, what's the pshat? He says, Shlomo HaMelech was a ish menucho. So behem was not child, this machshove. But David HaMelech, minat choshes David HaMelech's kabone. But he says it's impossible not to feel that Baruch Hashem, over, the Melchomes are over, now we'll be able to sit and learn Torah, as Nashpoem and Kol Yisrael, no more Melchomes. So he says, that's a chesong in Lishmi. Lishmi has to be completely Lishmi, without any other kavona. On there it's impossible, he says. It's a gewaltiger chidush. That this is a menei in lishmi. Perhaps a bit of Yerushalmi, maybe we can understand it. Ba'avuya says that when Avuya saw, they were talking and learning, yes, Yosei Shun HaShamayim, what's the list of his basic bosom? He said, no, Torah was given midos. So he says, Torah is so great, it was them gemagdashim litera. So lichure, gewaltig is so the greatness of Torah. So what did Avuya did something for Racha here? What did he do for him? Why is it called Dascholer was Shaloi Lishmo? That's called Shaloi Lishmo. So we see that Shaloi Lishmo is so fine, so refined, that no, it has to be in Gansen L'Shem Hashem, that it doesn't have to be the grace kind of Torah. The Messiah Zachmiz, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all it has to be. But to see the grace kind of Eish, he saw the Eish, and that's why that was B'Sach HaSolom. So we see that the Dakus of the Kavona Lishmo, Bodo sees Lishmo, that it's so, so fine, so refined, that Chas V'Sholem, something comes in there, and that's already Epsapsul. So we see that that's how the Beis Hamikdash has to be built. Furthermore, it says by David HaMelech that he was not zeche. All the money that he collected for he fasted and gave money for Beis Hamikdash. His money did not go into the Beis Hamikdash that Shlomo built. And there are two mandeomas in Chazal. Why didn't it go in? One says that because it'll become Chorev, and what David put in his life has to be Nitzchiyas. Another mandoma says David was not Zeichet to put his money in there because there was a Zman of Rov in Kol Yisroel, and his Zman from Rov, he should have given all the money away for the Eden to eat. That's what it says in Medrash. He should have given it, and that's why he was not Zeichet. So we see also to give it, how can this money go? This money should be given for the hunger of Kol Yisroel. That's what it should be given. It seems in that. But that we see. That we see how sensitive it is. The Bein Beis Hamikdash, how sensitive it is. And this is the Oipma. Bein Beis Hamikdash has to be with Kol Yisroel together. And Kol Yisroel together, this is the Bein Beis Hamikdash. Mechazek Dusha in Kol Yisroel. Mechazek Torah in Kol Yisroel, Mechazek Kashres, Mechazek Taras Yisroel. That's the greatest thing that we have. And that's in Bizchuze. Because after everything, after Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, and Dovko Shorom doesn't open, everything is ready to go. What's missing? It's still Bizchuz David. David HaMelech. But he put in his Mesiras Nefesh, that remained forever. That's when they opened up the Shorim. In Schus from David HaMelech. Even though he wasn't Zeichet to build the Beis HaMikdash, but the Dovka Shorim and Psicha Shorim is in Schus from David HaMelech. And therefore we see what we can do to Zaman as a klal, all together, is going to Chayach. We can break walls, we can do whatever we want, we can. Whatever we do, Allah kabbonis ba'olam, whatever we do has to be b'yichud from Klal Yisroel. And I think, im yirtzeh Hashem, b'ruch Hashem, people say that the Yud lives b'shalom. This is abroche eich, abroche, zol teke zayin hazay. Im yirtzeh Hashem, zol teke zayin hazay yichud, that everybody wants for Klal Yisroel, everybody wants what's good for Klal Yisroel. In dem schus mir sa schon bezeichnet der Mashiach sit keine beim Herr Amen.
Thank you, Rashi, very much for his divrei chizuk, and those who would like to daven mincha now, we'll have a minyan with the Rashiva. Shkoyach.